Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has welcomed the execution of Saddam Hussein. A Russian man who caused a plane to make an emergency landing in Prague has been remanded in custody. And the lawyer for a man who killed 8 hospital patients has said a definitive ruling has not yet been made regarding his client's sanity. The Czech Foreign Ministry has welcomed the execution of the former dictator of Iraq, Saddam Hussein. In a statement, the ministry said his death was an important historical milestone and represented at least partial satisfaction for the families of Saddam's victims. In the short term, his killing could cause instability in Iraq, but in the long term, the end of the era of Saddam Hussein will move the country closer to stability and democracy, it said. Though the death penalty contradicts European values, his execution should be looked at from the perspective of the present Iraq, said the foreign ministry. The lawyer for a hospital orderly who killed 8 patients has said a definitive ruling has not yet been made regarding his client's sanity. Media reports on Friday suggested Petr Zelenka had been deemed sane and therefore responsible for his actions. However, lawyer Jan Herot told Saturday's Pravo that the speed of the assessment suggested it was dubious, adding that his client had the right to a second opinion. Mr. Zelenka admitted in early December to using a blood-thinning drug to kill 8 patients and attempting to kill several others at a hospital in East Bohemia. A Russian man who caused a plane to make an emergency landing in Prague has been remanded in custody. Yevgeny Dogayev has been charged with threatening airspace security and breaching aviation regulations. On Thursday, Mr. Dogayev, reputedly inebriated, attempted to enter the cockpit of a plane flying from Moscow to Geneva before being tackled and tied up by fellow passengers. He faces up to 15 years in prison if found guilty. Final preparations are being made for a big New Year's Eve concert at the top of Prague's Wenceslas Square. Almost 200 singers and musicians, including Karel Gott, are set to take part in the event, entitled Maidan Roku, Party of the Year. Organisers say they expect around 50,000 people to attend the show, which is being broadcast live on television. Weather forecasters say there will be dangerous ice around the Czech Republic over the next couple of days. They have also warned of strong winds. Temperatures are expected to increase in the next few days and could reach up to 9 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. That's the end of the news. You're tuned to Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby. In today's programme, Magazine brings you the stories that don't make the front pages. Soundcheck will help you learn a useful Czech phrase through a pop song. And later we'll be meeting Serge Grimaud, a Canadian concert promoter based in Prague. But first, here's Daniela Lazareva with this week's Magazine.
Czechs are inordinately proud of their excellent beer, and many beer lovers will tell you it has many uses. Some insist that it is beneficial to one's health because it is chock full of B vitamins. In the past, women used it to give their hair greater volume, and there is even a beer spa in the Czech Republic where beer will allegedly rejuvenate your mind and body. But beer is also used where you would least expect it, such as to test the country's new ski lifts. Last week, 330 beer barrels weighing 20 tons in all took a ride on the new Ježdět ski lift as a final weigh test before it could be put into operation. The test passed without a hitch, and after that picturesque ride up and down Ježdět, the barrels were distributed to pubs in the region. Most people who buy a pint in the coming weeks will most likely be unaware of the fact that their beer has seen more of the world than the regular trip from the factory gates to the pub. ¶¶ While the country's winter resorts are desperately hoping for snow, people who like a milder winter are making the best of the unseasonably warm weather that had spring flowers blooming on Christmas Day. Although reports about blooming trees and flowers have been coming in from around the country, the one which topped them all came from the town of Rokitsane on Christmas Day. 10 cherry trees were in full bloom on the town's main square, creating a colourful circle around the decorated Christmas tree. The locals say there's never been anything like it in living memory. Many of them said it was like a very special Christmas gift. Practically everyone in town has had their picture taken with the cherry trees and Christmas tree in the background to show to disbelieving future generations. But then you never know, it could be a taste of what future Christmases will be like. At this time of year, you'd expect bears to be fast asleep, but the warm weather is keeping them wide awake and active. 3 bears living in captivity on the premises of Český Krumlov Castle are still keeping visitors amused with their antics and demanding proper meals for the performance. Since they're wide awake, their keeper, Jan Černý, decided to give them a proper Christmas for the first time ever. They got a Christmas tree decorated with real apples, strawberries, grapes and other fruit, which they promptly dismantled and consumed. Fruits are a big favourite with them, and it was a treat to see how much they enjoyed them, their keeper said. This is the first year in December when they're not fast asleep, so we're just going with the flow and we'll see how things turn out. Well, now that they know what they're missing, maybe he will never get them to bed down before Christmas again. It's every child's dream, chocolate whichever way you look. And I'm not talking about a film scenario here, but an accident on the D5 highway last week. A truck carrying liquid chocolate from Poland went into a spin and overturned, spilling hot chocolate onto the road. The chocolate was being transported at a temperature of around 45 degrees, and despite the relatively mild weather, it quickly started to harden. It was a critical situation, an emergency worker said. There was chocolate everywhere and the truck was blocking the entire highway. But the main thing was that with 20 tons of chocolate starting to solidify inside the truck, we knew we had to turn it over fast before it got too heavy to be moved. 3 cranes had to pull simultaneously and took a full 4 hours before they had the truck the right side up. No wonder chocolate makes you heavy. The last day at school before the Christmas holidays is always special. Most schools forget about lessons and have a party instead. Some a traditional Christmas party with carols and presents, others a disco. The female staff of a school in Zlín decided to go on better this year and give its students an unexpected Christmas present, a parody in which male students or colleagues dressed up as school marms and took charge for the day. All of the regular staff contributed old clothes, wigs and cosmetics. "She's great, except maybe she should shave her legs," one of the kids commented, looking at a pair of very hairy legs in stockings and high heels. The day was such a success that the school is considering a repeat performance next year. Czech drivers do not have the best reputation in Europe. The police are trying to change that using the carrot and stick approach. The stick is a much tougher road law which went into effect earlier this year, but the traffic police occasionally show a kinder face as well. In some Czech towns, the traffic police decided to take a benevolent stand towards drivers who broke the new road law during the Christmas holidays. Not speeding, of course, but bad parking and other smaller offences. People are just not themselves at this time of year. It's complete chaos and they will park just about anywhere to get a last-minute gift or pick up their Christmas cookies from the bakers, an officer explained. And in South Bohemia, the traffic police issued the first ever Gentleman of the Road certificate to Vladimir Wasserbauer, a young man who risked his own life to save the passengers of an ambulance which had a bad accident. The ambulance went into a skid, crashed and overturned several times before bursting into flames. Vladimir Wasserbauer jumped out of his car, grabbed his fire extinguisher and fought the flames before pulling out the driver, doctor and patient. Anyone would have done the same, he said upon receiving his Gentleman of the Road certificate, but the traffic police are not so sure and they just hope that other drivers will follow his example. For the present time, Mr. Wasserbauer is rather the exception than the rule, and if the police were to hand out anti-prizes for drivers who are a hazard to everyone else, they would have their hands full doing just that.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby. In tomorrow's special New Year's Eve programme, we'll be talking to Norbert Auerbach, a former top Hollywood executive. In a wide-ranging interview, he recalls, among other things, some of the Czech stars he knew as a boy when his father was a film producer based in Prague.
I knew and I was aware as a child that these were, that there was Voskovets and Verich and Luba Hermanova and Lida Barova and people of that particular type. They were often guests at the house, or I met them when I visited the studio, but they were just ordinary people who basically worked for my father.
You can hear the whole of that fascinating interview in tomorrow's program. Then on New Year's Day, we'll be taking a look back at the best of one-on-one in 2006. But for now, Daniela Lazarova has a new phrase for us in this week's edition of Soundcheck.
Welcome to Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language series in which you can learn useful phrases through song lyrics. Today's song is by a well-known Czech singer, Eva Pilarová, and it's called Thunder Upon You, My Love. And yes, today's phrase is the name of the song itself, Hrom, aby do tě lásko věl, which literally translates as May thunder strike you, my love, or, which makes slightly more sense, Thunder upon you, my love. It is a phrase we all want to use once in a while when we're not happy with the state of affairs. Hrom do toho, or thunder upon this, is something akin to the old English saying a pox on you. And you can say it about anything at all, something that is proving hard to fix, a situation you are not happy with, or, as in the case of the singer here, a man who has gone and left you unexpectedly. So let's listen to the phrase again. Hrom, aby do tě lásko už, hrom, aby do tě lásko už, hrom, aby do tě lásko už prásk. A bit of repetition there. May thunder strike you, my love. I had a man one day, the next he'd gone away, Eva Pilarová sings. And doubtless there are plenty of women out there who at some point in their lives have made good use of this phrase. Another way you can put it is k čertu s tebou, lásko, or jdi k čertu, in other words, go to the devil, my love. That latter phrase, I'm sure, exists in most languages, but let us go back to the original phrase. You're probably wondering why it is not lightning that should strike down, and I'm afraid I don't have a simple answer for you. Possibly our forefathers who coined the phrase thought that thunder was more impressive than lightning. In any case, it is used to this day. There is a phrase that includes both thunder and lightning, though. Litali hromi ableski means thunder and lightning came down, and it can be used to describe a huge conflict. Well, I certainly hope you have as few of those situations as possible in the coming year. Best wishes for a happy new year. Shtyasny novy rok. And until next time, naskhledano.
Now, in the last part of our program today, Linda Mashtalir speaks to the Prague-based concert promoter Serge Grimaud.
I'm at the offices of Ticket Pro talking to the company's owner and founder, Serge Grimaud, who hails from Quebec, Canada. Serge, can you tell me how you ended up in the Czech Republic?
I took a first trip in April 91. I came as a tourist and then fell enchanted and I was charmed by the city. I also was extremely puzzled and surprised by the amount of activities that was happening here at the time and still to this day. And I felt that some kind of a big change was really going to happen and I'd like to be part of changes.
You've lived here then for a long time if you first visited in 1991. When did you actually move over to the Czech Republic?
Moving over, I mean, it's a very funny expression for me because a lot of people would have loved for me to move over somewhere because I'm constantly traveling. I've been on the road since I'm 24, 25 years old. I'm 50 now. I was traveling with bands and settling shows all across Canada and then after that in the States. I have first arrived to stay more or longer than 1 week in 1992. And since then, I spent a few months per year here, and I constantly travel. The last few years, I've been traveling a lot in Asia, for instance.
How did you get the idea to bring an e-ticket sales business, as it's now become, to the Czech Republic?
I was a user of the service I'm providing here, because I was a concert promoter in America. And when I came here with my concert promoter eyes and knowledge and ears, I look around and saw that there was an incredible potential, that the people of this country were extremely, extremely receptive to entertainment. Every fourth person is a musician. Never seen such an amount of jazz clubs and no theater or all sorts of really stage entertainment in any shape or form. So there was also obviously a lack of infrastructure. Infrastructure number one in any business will be the infrastructure that controls or try to order the financial side of it. In the entertainment, live entertainment business, well, it's called the box office operation. In America, there was a company that had established itself quite well, which was Ticketmaster doing so, and they had done it through acquiring many of the companies that had started the Ticketron of the time. So when I came here, there was a lack of that, and I said to myself, well, that should be the first thing that I should look into and then I should be doing. So for the first 3 years, I was putting together Ticket Pro, and the Ticket Pro first incarnation was in the Czech Republic. In 95, I became a concert promoter again, or I re-became a concert promoter, and then I started to promote concert left, right, and center in this country. To stop in 99, basically, to reconcentrate on the ticketing part of my business, because at the time, e-commerce, like an ad appeared, and e-commerce shuffle every concept that the ticketing business had for. I mean, before, a ticketing business was a distribution network, and it was as good as this capacity to distribute a product, whereby, due to electronic commerce, a ticketing company has become more and more, and it's still evolving, but the model, the business model has changed a lot, and now it is a marketing partner.
Let me turn to the concert scene for a bit, because you also know a lot about that, obviously, having lived that scene in North America and being very much engaged in it here. What do you remember as being the big breakthrough concert of a Western artist in Prague in the 1990s?
Definitively would be the Rolling Stones. We started to promote it in 94, in December 94, and it was presented the 5th of August 1995 in Strahov Stadium. It was the first time that a major artist was coming back to the country, because the first time they were here was the 18th of August 1990, where they were invited by Mr. Havel. For people at the time, there's still this mentality existing that once you have come in the Czech Republic once, then you're not coming back because you've done it. And then there are repetition system every 4 years, bands tour, and then. But that was a completely new phenomenon. And also the promotion organized. Of course, there were some concerts before that. You had Guns N' Roses in 92 that did something like 45,000 people in Strahov. You had Paul Simon that played with Graceland in Sparta Stadium. You had Faith No More that had come and did 17,000 people, I believe, in Sport of Niella. You had Joan Baez that was here in Lucerna. You had maybe 50, 60 concerts, which are nothing to say that they were not by their own means something phenomenal. All of them were exciting for the audience and for the artists, because at the time to come in the Czech Republic, or in Czechoslovakia, depending if it was prior to the 1st of January 1993, it was not only a calculator exercise, it was not only a bottom, it was still exotic. And I know that sometimes some people want to pin me to a wall when I say that, but I'm sorry, this is called show business, and a business is, goes with bottom line. But for sure that on the 5th of August 1995, when the Stones walk on stage in Strahov in front of over 120,000 people that had purchased tickets, it was the start of a new era.
How much have things changed on the Czech concert scene in roughly the last 10 years?
The concert scene is very active and alive. You have, for a country of that size, an amazing amount of artists, international artists, coming and visit the country and repeating their visit, I mean, year after year for certain, or after 3 years or 4 year circles. The Czech audience is starting to react exactly the same way like Western audience. They become picky, they pick and choose. Now, do you have here the same challenges that you have when you're a promoter in the Western market, making sure that you're not promoting the same type of acts in the same months to attracting money in the same pocket? You know that the people, the consumer, have a certain amount that there is disposable amount of money that they can buy entertainment with, or live entertainment. You have to really promote it. The days of saying that an artist is coming and then hoping that tickets would sell by themselves are long gone. The days of the crazy sponsorship deals where money is like unbelievable amount and then it comes to tag to one event only, which made no equation sense in terms of arithmetics or mathematics, are long gone. It becomes, and it became, and it is now, a business like the same way that it is a business in the Western world. The Czech, by nature, are very demanding. They are disciplined people. They are selective people. They are knowledgeable people. You don't pretend something to a Czech person and try to make him believe or make her believe to something for a long time. They catch it. They're very quick. So therefore, the standard of staging their shows are now at the same level of the standard that they would be presented in the Western world. And also the touring attraction, the touring company are expecting from Prague what they would expect in Germany in terms of facilities. I mean, they know they're not in countries that have not reached yet the level of Prague, such as Romania, Bulgaria, or even Russia for a certain extent.
Thanks very much for your time today, Serge.
My pleasure.
That edition of One on One, first broadcast in October, brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio Prague. Don't forget, we welcome all opinions and queries. Our email address is english@radio.cz. The postal address, Vinohradska 12, 12099 Prague. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend. Goodbye.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Ondes Courtes. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures vingt-sept, 5930, 7345, Europe. 8h30, 8h57, 9860, 11600, Europe. Dix-sept heures trente, 17h57, 5930, 15710, Europe, Afrique centrale. 19h30, 19h57, 5930, 9430, Europe, Afrique. 23h, 23h27, 5930, 7345, Amérique du Nord. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.